With one assembly member absent, the vote was tied. Agnes Moran, Bill Rotecki, and Todd Phillips voted yes, while Mike Painter, Jim Van Horn, and Alan Bailey voted no. So it was up to Mayor Dave Kiefer to break the tie.
Mayor votes yes.
4 yes, 3 no, Your Honor.
Motion passes.
It was a sudden end to what had been a very long discussion, starting with public comment. Chuck Slagle told the assembly that he was excited about the potential for the shellfish industry in Southeast Alaska, but he wants to know what the goals are for Oceans Alaska. Slagle says he doesn't know whether the business plan is a good idea, but...
I do know it's a good idea. It's just to decide what the end looks like. We're investing money, and what if it's all good, what do we really get at the end? What does the community get out of this investment?
Oceans Alaska is a nonprofit shellfish seed producer. It's been struggling financially in recent years, and a few months ago, officials admitted that the organization mismanaged a grant from the borough. Oceans Alaska now has a new board, which came up with a new business plan. That plan is based on the borough loan to help Oceans Alaska get to the point where it can produce enough gooey duck and oyster seed to pay for its operations. The main argument in favor of the loan is that Oceans Alaska supports the emerging shellfish farming industry, which needs seed to continue growing. Greg Fisk and Tomi Marsh are on the Oceans Alaska board and answered detailed questions about their plans during the public hearing on the loan ordinance. Marsh says the board has done research and talked to other shellfish seed producers to learn best practices, but it's not a uniform industry.
Just like opening a restaurant or anything else, you know, everybody has a different way of doing it. And it seems to be the most important part is how much work you put into it. Just because you open a restaurant in a great spot doesn't mean it's going to succeed. You've got to put 100% into it, so.
During assembly discussion on the topic, the main concern was whether the borough would get its money back. Some assembly members referred to previous borough investments that have failed. Here's Jim Van Horn.
I'm getting gun-shy, looking over everything in the packet. And I can't support this.
Alan Bailey, who participated by phone, says he has no confidence that the borough will be paid back and that the industry hasn't proven itself.
One cannot hope their way into success. Thus, I believe the risk outweighs the rewards, and this proposal requires more discussion.
Mike Painter says he's just not willing to risk the public's money on this proposal. Agnes Moran, also participating by phone, says nothing is guaranteed, but this is a good risk for the borough to take.
We can fritter away this money on community grants, which, you know, are a valid need for that, but it's not going to advance our economy. It doesn't have the potential to advance our economy the way that it does. And yeah, there's a risk. But I'm probably the most conservative voter on this entire borough assembly, and I'm willing to take that risk.
Bill Rotecki says the loan package has detailed reporting requirements, and Todd Phillips says he came to the meeting split 50-50 on whether he would support the loan, but he finally decided to vote yes on the ordinance. The loan agreement calls for the money to be paid out to Oceans Alaska over 5 years, and it will be paid back in monthly installments starting in 2019 and ending in 2034. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.